Once upon a time, there were two brothers named Christian and Brendan. One spring day, they were sitting outside looking at the beautiful green grass in their yard, and they were trying to figure out what to do with their day when all of a sudden their mom had a great idea. "Hey guys, we should have a lemonade stand today."
"A lemonade stand?" said Brendan.
"Yeah, that's where we make some lemonade. We set up a table near the road, and we just sell it to people who walk and ride and drive by. It's a fun way to say hi to the neighbors, and you can probably even make some money that way. And I'll help you."
"Okay," the two brothers said.
So their mom pulled out a pitcher and a bag of lemons and some sugar, and she got to work making their first batch of lemonade. And as she was making it, Christian noticed there was one lemon sitting off to the side, and something about that lemon seemed unusual. He couldn't be completely sure, but it looked like it was brighter than all the other lemons on the table. Like the yellow color of the lemon was more vibrant somehow, almost like it was glowing or something. So he picked it up in his hand, and it even felt a little bit different in his hand, almost like it made his fingers tingle a little bit. And he said, "Hey, Mom, aren't you going to use this lemon?" as he showed it to her.
"Oh, where did you find that?" she said.
"That shouldn't be sitting out here. That's way too dangerous. That's not the right kind of lemon for this kind of lemonade."
"Yeah."
Okay, said Christian as his mom took it out of his hands and set it back down on the counter and finished making the lemonade. And when she was finished, they all picked up the pitcher and the cups and they got a fold-up table and chairs and they headed down to the nearest intersection in their neighborhood. And when they got to the corner, it wasn't long until the first customer stopped by. And he said,
"Hey, can I have some lemonade, kids?"
"Of course," said Brendan. "That'll be 50 cents, please."
And the man handed over two quarters, took his lemonade, took a drink, and said,
"Wow, that might just be the best lemonade I've ever had."
Cool. I guess their mom did a good job with that lemonade. And after more time went by, things were going great. It seemed like every other person who walked or drove by would stop, take out their purses and wallets to buy some of the lemonade, and everyone loved it. It was awesome. They had just started doing this for fun, but as the day went on, they were actually starting to make some real money from this lemonade stand. And then Christian looked at the bag of lemons his mom had carried down to the road with them, and he noticed the extra bright yellow one was in there. "Hey, Mom, I think we need some more lemonade. Can you slice up this one and make some more?" as he grabbed the special-looking lemon and handed it to his mom. And not thinking anything of it, she took that lemon and made the next batch with it. And then Brendan spoke up and said,
"I'm thirsty. Can I have some?"
"Have all you want. There's plenty to go around," their mom said. "And by the way, I left my phone inside. I'm going to go get it, and I'll be right back," as she walked in towards the house. And as she was walking inside, Brendan tried to pour a glass for himself, but the glass tipped over and spilled all over the table and onto the lawn. "Oh, man!" And as the two boys frantically tried to mop up the mess with napkins, Christian noticed something that looked like a weed starting to grow out of the ground, right from the spot where the lemonade had dripped onto the grass. And it was growing fast. So fast, he could actually see it getting bigger and bigger, inching further out of the ground by the second. Wow, he had never seen anything grow this fast before. And it started growing even faster. And before they knew it, this little weed had turned into something that looked like a small tree of some kind. And this all happened in just like 1 minute. They had never seen anything like it, but it was huge, and it wasn't stopping. It kept getting even bigger as the seconds ticked by. And then Christian turned his head and looked at Brendan and said, "Brendan, are you seeing this?" But Brendan had already poured another cup of lemonade for himself, and he was drinking it. And as he finished, he let out a huge burp. "Brendan, did you just drink that same lemonade that you just spilled on the ground?"
"Yeah," Brendan said. "It's really good. You should try it."
And then Christian looked at Brendan and said, "Wait a minute. Are you taller than me?" And Brendan looked back at Christian and said,
"Huh. Yeah, I guess I am.
Cool.
How is that possible? Christian said. I'm 2 years older than you. I'm supposed to be the taller one. I was taller than you when we woke up this morning.
Yeah, I thought so too, but I guess you're not anymore.
Oh well.
And as Christian was still trying to figure out how his little brother somehow outgrew him, he noticed that Brendan looked even taller than he did just a minute earlier. He was growing right in front of him. And just like the little tree that had grown out of the ground, he could see Brendan was changing more and more by the second. Brendan tried to pour himself another glass of lemonade, but he was so much taller and bigger already, he could hardly even hold up the cup and pitcher in his hands without breaking them. His hands were way bigger now. In fact, his whole body was a lot bigger. He was even taller than his parents were. And Christian said, Brendan, I think there's something wrong with the lemonade you just drank. That's what made this weird tree grow so fast, as he pointed to the strange-looking tree that was still continuing to grow taller.
Really? Well, what do I do? How do I stop growing? I'm scared, Brendan said. And by this time, Brendan was almost 10 feet tall. It was official. He looked unnaturally huge.
Well, I don't know how to fix it, Christian said, but I do know how I can join you, as he poured his own cup of lemonade and drank it all down in one big gulp. And then just like Brendan, Christian started growing taller and taller until both boys had gotten so big, they were taller than most of the houses on their block, even the ones that were two stories tall. The kids started pacing around their yard as they were thinking about what to do. And they were so big, their feet were leaving huge footprints over their perfectly manicured lawn. Kind of like dinosaur footprints, but these were just from Christian and Brendan. Oh no, their parents were not going to be happy about this. And speaking of their parents, all of a sudden their mom ran outside and was so shocked and confused that she almost fainted.
What is going on here? Why are you kids so big? What are we gonna do?
We don't know, Mom. We just drank the lemonade and this happened. And it was kind of fun. These kids were so big now, they could pick up real cars and play with them, kind of like they were Hot Wheels. They could even put two cars side by side and use them as giant roller skates and skate down the road. But what was even crazier was that the two brothers were still growing. And what none of them realized yet was that the growing would continue. It wouldn't stop until something or someone found a way to stop it. Their mommy yelled, "This has got to stop!" And then their dad heard all the commotion and he came running out and said, "Oh, what do we have here? Two kids who are growing uncontrollably with no end in sight? Well, never fear, family. I know exactly what to do." As they all looked at him with confused looks on their faces. "You all may not know this, but I've been practicing magic for many years now, and I've been honing this craft for just such a time as this. Boys, sit still, please." As he pointed his hands at them and he said, "Chulika, chilika, chalika, cha." But nothing happened. Okay, let's try that one more time. Shulika, chilika, chalika, cha. But nothing. Oh dear, I suppose I need more practice, but in the meantime,
what are we gonna do?
And then Christian and Brendan's grandparents suddenly pulled into the driveway. And their grandpa rolled down the window and said, "What's going on here? We could see these two giant kids running all around the neighborhood from our living room window, and we had to come and see what was happening." You see, Christian and Brendan's grandparents lived just down the street, and the two kids had grown so big by now that the tops of their heads could be seen from miles around in every direction. They were like 4 or 5 stories tall by now, the size of some of the biggest buildings in the town where they lived. And they were still growing. Then their grandpa stepped out of the car and said, "Calm down, everyone. I know just the magic trick that will save these boys." And he pointed his hands at both of them and said, "Libidibulaka, chilaka, chilaka." But nothing happened. Huh. Okay. Well, in that case,
what are we gonna do?
By this time, everyone in the neighborhood had seen what was going on. There were growing crowds of people walking out of their houses as they were looking up and pointing at the ginormous kids. And with all the time that had passed by, the two boys had grown to over 10 stories tall by now. They were unimaginably huge, and their feet were the size of entire houses. Every step they took would leave giant cracks in the road as it shook the ground like an earthquake, causing everyone who stood nearby to fall to the ground. Both Brendan and Christian could see for miles in every direction, and even though everyone on the ground was screaming their lungs out, the two boys could hardly even hear them because all the people were so much smaller than them way down below. They could see three different helicopters from local news stations flying around overhead as dozens of police cars, fire trucks, and military vehicles were starting to drive up their street towards the house. They could hear sirens and the faint sounds of screaming coming from every direction. This was turning into a national emergency, and nobody knew how to fix it because every second that ticked by, these kids were still growing bigger. What were they gonna do? And when their grandmother saw the growing commotion and all the magic tricks that hadn't worked, she said, "Ay, ay, 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 it's always up to me to save the day." As she got out of the car and stood there with both feet planted firmly on the ground, she pointed her hands at both kids, and through all the noise and chaos of the crowds and news crews, police and soldiers that were running around, she whispered in the faintest voice that almost no one could hear, "Abracadabra." Like a lightning bolt, the magic left her hands and zapped both kids as they could suddenly feel the magic swirling around them. And before anyone knew what was going on, they had shrunk back down to their normal sizes again. And aside from the few cars and empty houses and army trucks they had stepped on and completely destroyed, it was almost as if nothing had ever happened. They ran and hugged their parents and their grandparents, relieved to be their normal sizes again. "Wow, that lemonade is really good, Mom," they both said. And Christian said, "But one thing's for sure, I am never going to mess around with that special lemon again." And their mom said, "I certainly hope not. And I also hope you never play with this special orange I have over here." "Oh, don't you worry, Mom," Christian said. "After what we just went through today, I'm not even the least bit curious what kinds of superpowers that would give us." And as all the crowds left the scene and the news crews packed up and left and the police and firemen and troops went home, the relieved family walked back into their house and got ready for bed. But as they were sitting in bed, Brendan and Christian both looked out of their bedroom windows, and both of them could see there was still the giant tree growing from when the first drop of lemonade landed on the ground. Remember that? That's right. In all the commotion of what happened earlier that day, nobody from the neighborhood had even paid attention to the tree. They were too busy watching the two giant boys who had been running all over the neighborhood. But that tree was still there, and it hadn't stopped growing. In fact, it had been growing so fast and for so long by now that it was growing right up into the clouds. They couldn't even see the top. Long after their parents were asleep, the two boys jumped out of bed and ran to where the tree was still growing, and they could see that there were small but sturdy branches sticking out, and they went all the way to the top, as if it was a perfect ladder. It was almost as if the tree was inviting them to climb up to the top so they could see the shocking discovery they would find waiting for them. So one after the other, first Christian and then Brendan started climbing branch by branch by branch as they climbed higher and higher and higher. And right when they had almost reached the clouds, Brendan pulled out the orange from his knapsack and said, "Hey, Christian, look what I brought." But that's a story for another day.